Notice the strong facial features of this standing figure, his high cheekbones and round cheeks. His face resembles Chinese depictions of nomadic peoples to the north related to the Mongols. Based on his dress and posture, we believe he was an attendant. This would have been one of many figures placed in the tomb of a noble or high commander of the Tang Dynasty era. The figures were intended to serve in the afterlife. He holds his hands in front of him with the thumbs crossed, probably as a sign of obedience and respect. He wears a one-piece robe with belts above and below the waist. Personal items, including a knife and a bag, hang in back of the belt. Under his robe, he wears trousers and long, pointed boots for horseback riding, a typical feature in depictions of northerners. Foreigners from North and Central Asia were familiar faces in China in the 7th century, when this figure was made. The Tang Dynasty rulers encouraged trade and cultural exchange with foreign nations, a fact that's visible in many artworks from this era.